Good morning, everyone. I recently finished my dissertation, and so this is a chapter from my dissertation looking at role of access in terms of for Southeast Asians. So I have no financial interests or disclosures to speak of. I hope by the end of this presentation to demonstrate the value of cancer navigation programs in improving timely receipt of cancer treatment after diagnosis, and I hope to highlight the role of policies in the adoption of and integration of navigation services at the health system level. So just a brief background on my study. I focused on patient navigation programs simply because research indicates that patient navigation programs contribute to greater screening rates and increased diagnostic follow-up. And patient navigation programs patient navigators facilitate access to cancer care services by providing instrumental needs, functional support, and emotional support. I also looked at the Patient Navigator Outreach and Chronic Disease Prevention Act, NOA for short, and basically the Navigator Outreach Act was signed into law in June 2005, and it authorized the Secretary of Health and Human Services to make grants eligible to entities to develop and demonstrate how programs to provide patient navigation services improve health outcomes. So the primary purpose of the act was basically to determine if patient navigators help reduce barriers to access to care and improve healthcare outcomes in underserved patient populations. I also focused my study on breast cancer, simply because breast cancer remains the leading cause of death for Asian American women versus heart disease for compared to non-Hispanic whites. And health statistics on Southeast Asians, which Andrew pointed out, disaggregating data is very crucial in terms of smaller populations who don't have a voice. So the study goals were to improve access and hopefully identify quality of care for Southeast Asian women with breast cancer, and hopefully to inform providers and stakeholders of the gaps in the healthcare system where guidance from patients would be of value. So my primary research question looks at the Navigator Act, and how it influenced the availability of patient navigation programs in Los Angeles and Orange County hospitals. So in my study, access to care was measured by examining time to surgery after diagnosis, and quality of care was measured by investigating the type of cancer care resources and services available to Southeast Asian women. So I also included a few policy and practice questions. Question one was basically to look at where the healthcare facilities who had patient navigation programs and served Southeast Asians, were they aware of the Navigator Outreach Act? Did the Navigator Outreach Act have a role in establishing these programs? How much of a role? And what was the availability and quality of the Navigator programs at these facilities in terms of serving Southeast Asians and providing cancer care services? And lastly, did time to treatment improve after the enactment of the Act for Southeast Asians, and how did this compare to a benchmark group like non-Hispanic whites, who may not be as reliant on patient navigators? So the conceptual model of patient navigation was used in my study to showcase the diverse patient level challenges and healthcare system factors that contribute to delays in seeking care between the point of diagnosis and initiation of treatment. And basically, delays in the receipt of care may be an important factor in contributing to the differences in the quality of care for breast cancer patients. I also incorporated the Promoting Action on Research Implementation Health Services model, the Paris model. It basically describes the different components needed for successful implementation of an intervention, and indicates that evidence, facilitation, and context are the most important pieces in determining how well a program will be implemented. So moving up from the Paris model, the Anderson Total Patient Delay model was adapted to my study to conceptualize delays between phases of the decision-making process. So it was applied in the studies to showcase the access points in the cancer care continuum where decision-making delays could affect timely receipt of healthcare services, and how patient navigators could be utilized to improve timeliness to each phase of care. Okay. And so the Parish model and the total patient delay model, along with the cancer continuum, provided the conceptual framework for my study. It was designed to support the idea that adoption of patient navigation programs at the system level could assist patients in accessing cancer care services at each stage of the cancer continuum. More specifically, the idea was that the period between diagnosis and treatment is the most instrumental in addressing the challenges associated with Southeast Asian women seeking cancer care services. So I focused on Southeast Asians, primarily Cambodians, Laotians, Thai, and Vietnamese women in the Los Angeles and Orange County areas of Southern California. I compared them to non-Hispanic whites and Hispanics, and these were women diagnosed with invasive breast cancer along two time periods. So I looked specifically during the 2000-2005 period, which is the pre-Navigation Act. The Navigation Act was applied in 2005, and then I also looked at the post-5-year period of 2006-2010. So my study actually applied two study designs. Study one was to investigate whether hospitals had a patient navigation system in place before and after the Navigation Act. And I also applied a second study design to investigate time to treatment, so comparing hospitals that had patient navigation programs to those that did not. I used three data sources. One was a short telephone questionnaire. It provided descriptive information based on the parish model, and it was used to assess availability of patient navigation programs, determine when they were established, and to categorize them according to availability and unavailable. I also applied a facility survey, so it was also descriptive information based on the parish model, and used to obtain specific information about patient navigation programs at facilities with programs. So it was a open-ended question. It was mailed and sent electronically. They were self-administered and mostly applied to facilitators and those who indicated that they monitored the patient navigation programs. And then I also accessed the tumor registry data. So it provided cross-sectional and descriptive data on patient demographics. I used it to look at time differences, so the date of diagnosis to date of surgery. It also helped me provide geographic data in terms of using a proxy for facility permissions to review patient cases at these specific facilities. So this is just a diagram of how each of my policy and practice questions were applied to address how each question was applied and how I accessed each of the data sources. So from the short telephone questionnaire, we identified 20 facilities, and these were based on facilities that served at least 2-3% of the Southeast Asian populations in Los Angeles and Orange County. I was able to contact 14 of them, and as you can see, I only actually used 13 of them because one of them, they developed a patient navigation program before the act, so we consider them to be excluded from the study. So again, to just remind you, the PNP available are institutions that develop navigation programs after the 2005 period. And the PNP unavailable are those institutions that did not implement any navigation program at all, and those that implemented it before was excluded. So we had a 65% response rate. So for the facility survey, these surveys were administered to those institutions that had navigation programs. So of the ones that I was able to contact, only 6 had actual navigation programs, and 5 of them completed the survey. And again, this was based on the parish model, and it provided information about the multiple components for successful implementation. The tumor registry data, so this basically shows you how small the numbers get if you disaggregate the data from the general Asian American population. So if you can look at the Vietnamese, and again, for registry data, because the numbers were so low for Laotian, Cambodian, and Thai, they were combined into one for this for my study. I also looked at demographic variables, and focusing specifically on stage of diagnosis, what I want to point out here is that the bar graphs show the percent of female invasive breast cancer cases in Los Angeles and Orange County. What I want to point out is that the same pattern exists between the two time periods, pre- and post-Navigation Act, but mainly the differences between ethnic groups, the proportion of Southeast Asians receiving a local and regional breast cancer diagnosis was more similar to non-Hispanic whites, who had higher had higher proportions with regional disease. So what I want to say here is that Laotian Cambodian Thais had the highest proportion of distant disease, distant diagnoses, compared to other racial and ethnic groups. And in order for me to look at the tumor registry data, I had to get permission from the facility. So facility permission was needed, and only two were received. So what I had to do was look at the sample sizes of catchment areas at these specific hospitals, and so they're de-identified in the sense that I just gave them a random ID number. And this was basically used to create a facility map to show how these facilities were located and to what vicinity in terms of where the navigation programs were available. And so to reduce the clustering or the overlap, we had to actually reduce the mileage between them, so you can kind of see where and how far these navigation programs were available. So I also looked at received surgery within 30 days. So using data based on the 1 mile catchment area that I showed you in the previous slide, the total number of women identified as having received surgery within 30 days after diagnosis showed that the amount of Southeast Asian breast cancer survivor cases is less than 300 for both time periods compared to non-Hispanic whites and Hispanics. So the proportion of patients at all stages who received surgery within 30 days was higher at pre-navigation act period, both at the facilities that had programs and those that didn't. So compared to non-Hispanic whites and Hispanics, the number of Southeast Asians who received surgery within 30 days was higher at both time periods. And looking at median time to surgery, the median time to surgery after diagnosis was substantially longer in the post-navigation act compared to the pre-period. However, these trends are similar for patients at both facilities that had and did not have navigation programs. And in terms of Southeast Asian data shows that the median time to surgery was generally higher for Vietnamese women during the post-navigation act. So based on my policy and practice questions, these are my findings. There was no association between the Navigation Act and the availability of navigation programs in LA and Orange County. The data collected didn't provide information determined if facility representatives from facilities with outpatient navigation programs were familiar with the Navigation Act. The Navigation Act provided funding to programs that were not in Orange County or Los Angeles. There was a reauthorization of the Navigation Act through 2015, and the policy now requires new grantees to ensure that patient navigators meet core proficiencies and organizations verify the navigator's expertise. Additionally, the availability and quality of patient navigation programs. There was lack of linguistic and cultural services. Only one of the facilities I interviewed actually provided language capabilities, and that was Vietnamese, and it was in an Orange County facility, which has a high concentration of Vietnamese. The data suggests that knowledge about cancer and disease management, specifically breast cancer, would serve the greatest advantage of patient navigation programs, especially for ethnic groups with linguistic barriers. With regards to time to treatment, median time to surgery, both groups showed a reduction in the proportion of getting surgery within 30 days between the pre and post periods. And median time of surgery, regardless of the availability of navigation programs, women took more time to obtain surgery in the post period compared to the pre. So limitations in my study, I had small sample sizes of the facilities. I was only able to reach 13 or 14, but I wasn't able to confirm the availability of navigation programs. Sorry, a couple more slides, I'm almost done. And then analysis of time to treatment for patients. I actually did not, data was restricted to data requests that examined aggregate data of the total populations rather than the individual patient cases. So hopefully from this research, what I want to point out is that legislative policy was not associated with the availability of patient navigation programs and timely receipt of surgical treatment. Institutional guidelines for accreditation requirements would be useful in understanding circumstances that contributed to the establishment of navigation programs. And showcasing the cost-effectiveness of navigation programs can garner support to integrate services at the system level. And lastly, Research should focus on legislative and organizational strategies to increase the support and establishment and implementation of navigation programs, particularly in areas that serve the communities with the highest cancer care disparities. That's it. Thank you so much.